Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 0834.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model? If so, what attributes led to your selecting them for that role?
Sure, I would consider my parents as my role models because they're the closest person to me when I was growing up. I had no one else to look up to in terms of how to live my life and things like that. And what I did is kind of strange in terms of answering this question is I basically followed all their good behaviors or actions, and I took out all the bad, what I considered bad characteristics on them. So I guess that's why I would consider them as my role models.
Do you think that if someone were to look at your donor profile, including all the information on it, do you think they'd get a good picture of what kind of person you really are?
I would think so, yes. Mainly because I gave them very thorough and complete information, and I don't see why they wouldn't get a good picture of me.
What particular lessons did your parents teach you as a child, or what kind of values did they instill on you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Respecting elders is one thing that comes to my mind, and especially in this day and age, it's not easy to teach young children to respect elderly people and respect your teachers and your older brothers, sisters, people like that. But I think it's important if we want to have a peaceful society, and especially respecting elders, because they have more life experience than you as a younger person.
How do you like to spend time with your family?
Doing whatever that we enjoy, like going to picnic every once in a while, going out to dinner, going out to festivals, and basically just spending time together and generating conversations and just getting to know each other better.
What was the most cherished present that you ever received, either for your birthday or for a holiday?
For my 30th birthday, my wife was my date. She wasn't my wife back then. It was my first date with her. All my friends were also there, and they got to meet her for the first time. And it was nice. Of course, we ended up getting married, which was even nicer. So,
do you have a particular holiday that you enjoy the most, that you would consider as a favorite holiday?
Christmas time, I guess, just because it gives you more days off from your work to spend time with family.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up?
Yes, I had a dog that I was really close to, and unfortunately it got away when my parents left home for my graduation ceremony, and nobody was watching him except the neighbor that we asked her to watch her dog for a couple of days while my parents were gone, and I guess she didn't do a good job and it got away.
Aww, what was the dog's name?
Fluffy.
Okay. What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Just These days, my idea of relaxation is just spending time by myself, reading newspaper or reading a good book, maybe going to the movies, going out to dinner, just kind of enjoying the quiet life.
That's good. You mentioned you like reading books. What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood? And what kind of books do you enjoy now?
I read To Kill a Mockingbird when I was, I guess, in ninth grade, something like that. And it taught me a lot about how to treat people fairly, not having partial or biased ideas about different people.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
Well, I would have to say it's my honeymoon when we visited Hawaii and spent time there. Actually, we didn't spend enough time there. We just enjoyed being there so much. It was my first time visiting there and also my wife's first time. And, we could spend time there, could spend about 2 weeks visiting all different places. It was that good.
Are there any other places in the world that you would ever like to visit?
Yes, someday when I have enough money or whatever, really want to visit Africa and see what all the nature and all those wonderful sceneries that people are talking about.
Any particular part of Africa?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'll have to do more research, but watching Lion King just wants to make me run over there and see what it's like out there.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your educational background.
Well, I graduated with a degree in psychology. So I got a bachelor's degree, and that's it, basically, as far as education is concerned.
What do you find interesting about your work right now?
Right now, I run my own company. It's a valve supply company, and the reason I like it and the reason I started it because it gets me to go to lots of different places, meet lots of different people, and it keeps me active. Whereas I don't know, maybe another job may just put me in one place all day long, all year long, whatever. But this kind of work, it makes me on the move all the time, so that's why I like it.
Would you consider this an ideal job for yourself?
For myself, yes, because I'm type of person who likes being moved around a lot, you know, like just being active, because this work definitely makes me be more active than I really want to be sometimes. So yes, it is an ideal job for me.
Okay. You mentioned your wife several times. Tell me how you met your wife.
I met her on a plane. When I met her on a plane, we didn't really talk much. I think we just exchanged a couple of words, and that was it. And then after 2 or 3 months from that day, I ran into her at a church. And I asked her basically the question. I asked her when I saw her. She, of course, she looked familiar, and I asked her whether she was the person that were on the plane that about 2 or 3 months ago, and she remembered me, to my surprise, and then we kind of started talking more, and like I mentioned before, it was couple of days before my birthday, and I asked her to to come to my birthday dinner, and you know, that's how everything got started, and rest is history.
Okay. What do you love most about your wife?
She is the greatest cook I ever known. and she does a lot of things well too, it's just being nice to me, I guess. Besides from being a great cook, she treats me well.
This concludes the interview for donor 0834.